On the last day of campaigning before a referendum in Ireland on the European Union Reform Treaty, the Irish government and the EU urged voters to back the document, saying it is the best way to strengthen a faltering economy. Opponents say the treaty will allow the EU to force Ireland to raise its attractively low 12.5% rate of corporation tax and transfer authority over foreign investment to Brussels. David Quinn is the director of the Iona Institute. He told us more about the climate in the country ahead of the vote.
It's extremely tense. It's been a pretty aggressive campaign, each side accusing the other of scaremongering, because basically what it comes down to is nobody is sure exactly how it'll pan out. I mean, first of all, it's by no means certain that we're going to get a majority turnout. We generally don't for votes on EU treaties. But, I mean, I'd say the overwhelming response is one of total confusion, because the treaty is fantastically complex. It is extremely difficult to explain the Lisbon Treaty in simple terms. But this is an enormous legal document, and that's one of the reasons why people find it so confusing. I mean, we've had our Taoiseach, our Prime Minister, Brian Cowan, admitting he hasn't read the whole thing. We have Ireland's Commissioner to the EU, who is Charlie McCreevy. He's admitted he hasn't read the whole thing. I suspect the number of people in Ireland who's read the entire document can be counted on the fingers of two hands. And I'd say the number of those who actually understand it in full is zero.